and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning, 7:33. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine and 58 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods with us on the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line. Casey, good morning.
Hey, Casey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well. How about yourself?
Back deep in Lycra, and I think our... our building's kind of been taken over by media and Unbound and everything else going on, but it's an exciting time in Emporia.
So encased in Lycra, but Unbound at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. Well, if I was in Lycra, it would be Unbound fairly quickly. I need to get on the bike.
Yeah. No kidding, but I'll tell you what a great vibe we have going on with all the cyclists and Unbound participants and their teams and the vendors downtown, Casey. It is just adorned with everything gravel, isn't it?
Yeah, if you ever wanted to know anything about cycling at all, heading down to the expo would be a good opportunity for you. They have vendors from all over the country and beyond that are selling and repping just about everything that you could ever want with in a high-quality bike or apparel. It's cool to see.
Well, and as Christy Moan, who was with us yesterday from Unbound and a Gravel Cycling Hall of Famer, by the way, mentioned that this morning I think we had the world's largest pre-race ride happening here today. So be on the lookout for riders all over the place, just staying loose before race day coming up tomorrow. So, Casey, the big activity downtown tomorrow, when do the finish line activities get going?
A finish line party starts at 11 a.m. The beer garden activates at noon, and then we'll run till midnight. We'll have the Unbound Gravel folks will start their launches at 6 a.m. Remember, they launch south this year. So, again, if you're standing north on Commercial in the 1100 block, you're going to get a little lonely. But make sure you come down and cheer those folks on as they head out, and then make sure you come down for full blocks full of awesome activities tomorrow as riders are coming back.
Now, Casey, you know, one of the things that has marked not only Unbound and the popularity is kind of a shift towards the more technological side of things over the last decade, which kind of leads, in a way, into our focus here with our Newsmaker segment today, and that's what you've been mentioning for about 4 to 6 weeks here in different public meetings, and that's the Tech Accelerator Project. What exactly is a Tech Accelerator, either method or concept that we're dealing with?
So Tech Accelerators, I'd say it's akin to a specialized version of our Start Your Own Business class with some notable additions. So within Start Your Own Business, we're teaching those different concepts that you need to get your business started on the correct foundation. In a Tech Accelerator, you're talking about where their concept is, how to create a finished digital or tech-based product, copyright or patents, some funding models that we use for traditional businesses don't apply well for technology. So we talk about different funding rounds and funding opportunities and how to pitch to different funders and bring groups together for more complex pitch operations that allow for equity investments or different sorts of options. And then we'll guide people through scalability, which is a really critical part of tech-based entrepreneurship. that isn't the same as you would find for any lifestyle sorts of businesses. So it's a very specialized sort of accelerated training program. The name Accelerator comes from the fact that you basically take 3 years worth of stuff that you would go through on your own, and you compress that into an 8-week program.
All right. This sounds like a great possible recruiting tool. Is there a hole in our community for the tech market right now, Casey?
Of all the Rural Innovation Network communities throughout the United States, which are communities the size and type of Emporia, we rank last in tech and math jobs. So there's a huge hole. And we know that there are folks at Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College that are learning some tech-based skills, some of which have proclivity towards entrepreneurship, that aren't staying in the local area because we don't have the types of jobs that they want. And that means that we're going to have to create them, and we're going to have to create them through entrepreneurship, which the folks that are working in tech-based industries, those are higher incomes. We have the ability to potentially bring alumni back into the area and diversify our job base. So there are certain people that want to work in tech fields. If we don't have technology-based businesses that meet their qualifications, then they're just not going to stay here. And we want to make sure that we can grow our population with good jobs and that we can retain the youth that are learning tech skills at local high schools, at Flint Hills Technical College, at Emporia State University, that we can actually tie our assets into our economic development policies.
If I'm hearing you correctly, we can't retain or recruit if we have nothing to retain or recruit to.
Yes, we can't get upset with our best and brightest for leaving if we don't give them an opportunity to stay.
Casey, how important is it here to get the city and county on board with this, either through announced support or through funding this tech accelerator process?
Well, it just can't happen without their support. And I think we've heard from the city, the commission, quite clearly. And we've had a conversation with folks at the county, and they understand the need here. And they also understand that from a non-funding, more policy standpoint, that we need to make sure that our economic development activities include a tech focus. We need to have a broad-based economic development strategy that includes a lot of different business types, but tech needs to be one of those business types that we're focused on to grow and diversify our economy and improve the quality of our jobs and to create different growth options within the region, not only in Emporia, but some of these tech-based businesses could land in any of our different smaller communities, or tech-based startups could land in any of our different smaller communities and really help out their tax base and job base and growth potential.
All right, good information, Casey, and we'll be talking much more about this with you in the coming days, but we are kind of tied up with Unbound right now, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you downtown somewhere, right?
I'll be a blur on Saturday, but, stop and I'll be the guy that's scowling at something and trying to get something done. But thanks very much for shining a light on this, and thanks for all of your support and information that you're getting out about Unbound. And we hope everybody comes down Saturday and enjoys the day with us.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street Director, with us here on our Newsmaker Chuck.
All right. I want to let you know, too, that we have a couple of Newsmaker slots open